Blog Talk Radio.
Today you are listening to The Heart of Love, coming to you live from Washington, D.C. I hope you guys are just enjoying yourselves today. I hope you guys are blessed, and I hope you guys know that that God is still alive, that he's still on the throne. This is Almost Forgot to Worship by Kim Stratton. Sit back and relax. It's you right here. Let's do The Heart of Love Radio Show. Feel free to call in 646-595. 43-11.
Been in bed for three whole days, wondering how I got this way. Wind and rain that moved my way took the time out of my day. Throwing my soul back up in my face.
What about more than enough?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
I can't take no more, no.
Now you're the one who said he was Jehovah, Jireh, Rapha, Shammah.
So get up off that bed and don't you lay down any longer.
Oh,
I can't. They said that I almost let go. I let
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Sparky D for the Streets. You are listening to the Hot Love Radio Show with your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Feel free to call in 646-595-4311. I just have to send some love to my boy, Marshall. What's up, Marshall? I appreciate your support. And, of course, none other than Lady, a.k.a. Mama Flavor. You know, just sit back and relax. I hope you guys are enjoying the music so far. We can keep things going today. And I'm going to play for you something by Sonny Hawkins. It's entitled All Right. How many of you know that everything will be all right? No matter what you're going through, no matter what situation you're experiencing, it's going to be what? It's going to be all right. So I just want to encourage you guys for that. Sit back and relax. all right. How do you know that? I want you to sit back and relax.
Why do you cry?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you guys feel that. That was perfect. Thank you. Don't cry. I just absolutely love this song. You know, I'm going to take this right now. God is so good, guys. God's so good. I'm going to play something by someone named Arthur Danzy out of the New York area. And this song is entitled Give It to Jesus. Okay, we have some technical difficulties. Here's Give It to Jesus, you guys. On to that.
I can tell by the look in your eyes that you're going through hard times. You haven't seen sunny days in a while, and all your hope is gone. Even though you got a smile upon your face, you don't want nobody to know that you're having problems in your life. So you keep it all inside. Maybe cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, HIV, and addiction to nicotine, loneliness and low self-esteem. All you gotta do is give it to Jesus.
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 My brother.
Give it to Jesus.
My sister.
Give it to Jesus.
All you gotta do.
Give it to Jesus.
I can tell by your reaction.
Yes, I can.
That you wanna change. But every time trying to do it right, something pulls you back down. So you say, what's the use of trying? When I know I'm gonna fail. Nothing in the world is ever gonna change me. I can't even change myself. Maybe cocaine and heroin, addicted on drugs, I can't win. Depression, insecurity, not to mention I have a disease. All you gotta do is give it to Jesus.
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 All you gotta do is
give it to Jesus.
Boy,
give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus.
All you gotta do is
give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Ooh,
give it to Jesus.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Give it to Jesus.
And I will give you rest.
Give it to Jesus.
Take my yoke.
Give it to Jesus.
And learn to me.
Give it to Jesus.
For I am meek and lowly.
Give it to Jesus.
You shall find rest.
Give it to Jesus.
For your yoke so
easy. Give it to Jesus.
For my yoke is easy.
Give it to Jesus.
My burden.
Give it to Jesus.
My burden is light.
Give it to Jesus.
Now all you gotta do is
give it to Jesus.
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 Guys have enjoyed that. That was Kirk Weller in The Darling. And right before that, that was Arthur Danby out of the New York area city. Get it to Jesus. I believe we have a caller online. Hold on for a second. Hello, caller. You are live on the Heart of Love radio show. How are you doing tonight?
This is T to the A to the G, right? You know who it is.
You know what? I should know who this is, y'all. This is my big brother, T-A-Z. What's in the house? What's going on, man?
What's up, big dog?
What's going on, big dog?
Well, you know what I'm doing. I'm getting ready for the house party on Saturday night. I got to start cooking some things up tomorrow, so.
Man, you don't have to tell me. You know I'm going to be there.
Little brother, we're going to have the chili waiting on you on Friday night, and also some salmon wraps. Some salmon wraps, which you love.
Oh, man. I'm going to love that. I am born to love.
I would suggest you don't eat anything. Just try to not eat anything, dog, because you know how it's going to be, don't you?
I know how it's going to be.
Well, don't try not to eat anything.
I'll make sure I don't. My big brother's doing okay?
So what now?
So my big brother's doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good. What we're going to do Thursday night when Rolanda come in, me and Rolanda is going to do a live taping of ATAZT Live on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, man.
But you might need to call in because Ron is going to call in. Then Ron will be here Friday. You will be here Friday. And all four of us already got another show planned on Friday night at 9 o'clock as well.
Hey, I'm going to be there. You know I'm going to be there.
Yeah. We're going to have a good time. So I'm writing three skits up for us to do with the Gobi and the What's your character's name again?
Who?
A.G. McGree.
Oh, man. We go. I'm not gonna tell y'all about it. I just have to be there, so I'm not going to tell y'all. We're gonna know about it. Oh, man, we got a good time.
Hey, so I'm going to write up three skits tonight.
Lady Flavor said that she wants to come. She says she's hungry now.
She lives in the A?
No, she lives in, I believe, Alaska.
In where?
I believe she's in Alaska.
In Alaska?
No, she's in Washington State.
Oh, okay then. Same thing. Because I lived in Alaska too. Same thing. Well, she can come.
Oh.
If she gonna make it by Saturday. We're going to have, matter of fact, Sparky D supposed to be coming through.
Oh, man, this is, this job.
Minister Sparky D, so she's going to say a few words. Matter of fact, one of our Blog Talk producers who's on the Loveologist show, who produced the Loveologist show, Down South GA girl,
yeah.
She's one of my friends on Blog Talk. She will be in the house as well.
Oh, man. You're killing me.
It's just going to be us performing, though. You, Ron, we got a black male supposed to come through, but his one partner could not make it. He had the prior engagement on Saturday. So one half of black male, which is his name is Mac, he's going to be there. But I'm going to talk Mac into busting about 16 bars of some rap over one of my beats. And we're going to put it down like that. So, yeah, there's a few things, a few surprises.
Oh, Lady Flavor says she knows DSGG.
She knows who?
Dom. That's how you're talking about. The group.
Oh, she knows Blackmail?
Yeah.
ATL? The Blackmail ATL, that's the name of the group.
Yes, yes, she says she knows DSGG. Now, she's in Seattle, Washington, so she's not going to be able to make it.
Not in no time, unless she got a private jet.
You have a private jet, Lady Flavor? I think she does. I think she does have a private jet.
Unless she got a private jet. Because this is once, tell her, this is once, well, I'm sure she's hearing me. This is once a year on Columbus Day weekend every year. We've been doing, this is the fourth one, and we'll continue doing them until somebody gets tired of it. But we have a good time once a year on every Columbus Day weekend, that Saturday before Columbus Day. We put it down every year.
Oh.
So it would be nice just if she wanted to come, she'd get a ticket now for a low, low price. Because I think the tickets are, like, if you're a year ahead of time, you might be paying $40 or $50. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what?
If she wants to come, she needs to do it now and get it done.
Hear that, Lady Flavor? She said it sounds wonderful. Oh, she said she knows down south Georgia girl.
Oh, okay, then, cool. Because she's going to be at the house party as well. I talked to her on the phone. I'm going to call her up again, just a reminder. Homegirl, you know you're supposed to come through.
Now,
she's going to give a shot. And then I'm going to play this on, I'm going to play events from the house party the next 2 weeks on my show, like I normally do.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, now you are going to do your show live, aren't you?
No, I'm not doing the house party live. We're just, because of the quality of the recording over a cell phone ain't too well. My brother. So, I'm going to record it on my, you know, record it like I did last year, then break it down and edit it and, you know, chop some of the performances up and things that we did and just, you know, put it down for a couple, like two shows on my regular ATAZT Live on Blog Talk. Put it down 2 hours and let people hear how the house party went through.
Hey, T.
Yes, sir.
Lady Flavor asked me to ask you to request her on the BTR.
Okay. Did she send me a request?
Lady Flavor, can you send him a request?
I'm not online right now. I'm just calling you.
What's your link? It's blogtalkradio.com/
ATAZT.
ATAZT. Okay. I sent you it right now.
Okay, cool. But yeah.
I think she's getting ready to come down for next year, too.
Yeah, she needs to come down because there's so much going on and so many people that I run into. I'm trying to talk to KIP, who you met, Kipper Jones, remember?
Yeah.
Tell the people how impressed were you when you seen Kipper Jones perform that night.
Man, you guys, I saw you to me see Kipper Jones. It was off. He was off the chain. It was wild, I tell you. It was
I'm gonna tell you guys
that real quick. The T.A.G. knows his music. Every music that came on, he knew it.
I'm gonna tell you right now that I knew Kipper Jones. This is how I knew Kipper Jones. I was buying tapes back in the day, and I knew he was a producer, and everything that he produced, I liked the music. So I bought the artist. Excuse me. He produced Vanessa Williams' first two albums that sold over 5 million copies. Vanessa Williams, the actress, former Miss USA, he produced those albums. He produced the first Brandy album. He produced some Teddy Pendergrass, Johnny Mathis. He produced the group, the guys' group, the little kids named The Boys back in the day. He also had his own album as well. And that's how I knew who he was. And I seen him on MySpace, and I connected with him. We talked. I told him his whole history to him more than he knew it. And he was like, man, you really a big fan. I said, man, I'm trying to tell you, because everything you touch was good. You know, he does the music. He writes the lyrics. Matter of fact, he writes lyrics. And it's Kenny Crouch or Kevin Crouch. Andre Crouch's brother did the music. So they together work as a team producing different artists. And they did the Brandy album, matter of fact.
Yeah.
And told me that that Andre Crouch's brother contacted him the other day, and they're getting ready to start some more stuff.
Oh, man, that's cool, man. That's cool. Now, is he coming out too?
So what?
Is he coming out too?
Well, he already got a new album out. It's called K.I.P.
So is he coming to the house party?
Well, I'm trying to get him to come. I got to call him tonight. He knows, I think, but I'm going to call him tonight personally and talk to him and see. Because I don't know how his schedule is over at that Cafe 290 where he performs at every Saturday night.
Yeah, well, we definitely cannot wait for that. And
matter of fact, what I'll do when I do call him, I'm going to call you, and we hit him on the two-way.
Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah, T.A.Z., Spicy Lee said hello. She said, how you doing, T.A.Z.?
Oh, tell her I said hello.
She said she's blessed.
That's good. I am also. I mean, I'm gonna need to be blessed, drenched in some anointing oil, because all this cooking I'm fixing to do. hey, there's gonna be many burnt offerings up in here.
I know. Let me tell you guys, I am getting ready. I'm taking me some stretch pants so I can go ahead and eat myself to frenzy.
It's going to be crazy, man. Hey, that potato salad, boy.
No way.
It's going to be two. I'm making 2 10-pound things of potato salad because it went last year.
Wow. The guy from Tennessee, kid, he is also a chef. And who knows, he might have his own show, probably. He might have a chef show. Talk about his recipes. Of course, his recipes are copyrighted, so we cannot take his own recipes. But right now, we're talking about the party that's going to be coming up. So there's a party that's coming up, and I want you guys to know that it's going to be Saturday. So check out T.A.Z. He's on my top friends list, and he has his own radio show. This is my big brother, and you can check him out at ATAZP Live. That's your website, right? ATAZPlive.com?
That's the name of the show, but if you check me out on Blog Talk, it's just ATAZP, which stands for another T-A-Z production. So it's ATAZP. With Blog Talk, you know, blogtalkradio.com/ATAZP. I'm doing a lot of promoting.
Oh, AT.
Yes, sir.
A couple of friends that I'm Spicy, she's asking, when is Granny going to be on?
When is Granny going to be on?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Granny is going to be on Thursday night because Rolanda 700 will be here, and Granny will be on Thursday night. Matter of fact, we're going to do, I think Bigger the Blacker is going to talk to Granny and pop that question. That's what he told me.
Hey, T, hold on. We got Spicy Lee on the line. It's Spicy.
All right.
Yeah, but before Spicy comes real quick, Lady Flavor said she loves Cinnamon Brown's music.
Okay.
Are you there, Spicy? Yes.
Yes. I'm
hey,
here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm okay, hon. Thank you.
I'm doing.
No, Green is a mess. Granny is a mess.
Well, she will be on Thursday. My show will start at 9:30 Thursday. You need to check it out. We're doing another story skit, which will come on live. It'll be freshly written by me that day. And then Granny and Bigger the Blacker is going to propose to Granny. So I've been told.
Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness.
But you might want to listen to this. It's going to be comedy straight up.
Gee, I'm telling you, he had me rolling on his head. Listening to Granny on his, my feet, I was dying.
I can imagine. That's Rolanda 700's grandma, and she will be in the house Thursday night. I already wrote it on my page. When you go to my page, it says that Granny will be there. Hopefully, A.G. McGree will call in. Am I right, G. Wright?
Shut up, huh? A.G. That's A.G. McGree. He's coming out.
Lord have mercy.
So he went back. A.G., go back there and be quiet. Okay. A.G., he's not coming out anymore.
So we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. Friday night, Granny will be back on again. We're doing it back-to-back. So Granny will be on again. We're doing it Thursday at 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and Thursday 9:30 to 10:30, and Friday 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. So,
have mercy.
So you'll have a good laugh, and also Swiss Smooth, who stutters, will be on as well. And G. Wright already knows who that is. Am I right, G. Wright?
Yeah, that's right. That is right. I'm telling you, I had to cancel something. I had to cancel some other things to try to come up at the last minute because I knew I had to be here next year. And I'll tell you, while we're here, THD, of course, is going to tell us what our weekend for next year while we're here. So we'll know. This is my first time coming back to Atlanta for the event because I was in Atlanta last year. So this is my first time coming back to it. So I'm excited about it.
And I appreciate you coming back, D-Wright, because you tore the house down last year. I'm expecting you to do the same again.
Oh, thank you.
Look here, bro. You might need to do one of them new joints that we did. But I know you ain't going to be able to learn it in 2 days.
Well, you know what? I might give them a little sample of it. I won't do the whole thing. You know how I am.
Yeah, don't do the whole thing. Just do a little sneak preview of how it's going to sound and give the people a little hint. Because that joint, a couple of them joints is pretty bad, baby.
Oh, yeah. Now, guys, this second CD is still evolving. But I'm telling you this, T.A.Z. is the man. T.A.Z. is the man.
I see.
Thank you.
So it's definitely happening, guys. And you know, I just say what's up to Rescue Box who's listening and all those who are listening to the Heart of Radio Show. We got TAG online, and we're getting ready for the house party. And you can find all his information. You go to blogtalkradio.com/ATAZP. And he's definitely the leader and one of the leaders in the Blog Talk community. He's definitely doing his thing. And he taught me some of what he knows. He hasn't taught me everything. You know, some things he let me just do some bruises on my knees, but he's definitely doing his thing. And I'll tell you this, you don't find too many people who actually help you out, like TAZ, the Lady Flavors, and I'll say the Spicy Reeves who I supported, and who actually help. You know, you just don't find that. Not all the time. You know, so we just got to give some kudos to TAZ.
It's been a blessing ever since I, you know, met you. I reached out to you when I seen you on MySpace. I had my own show on my website, which is ATAZP.com, and I have my own show there where you can hear like 85 hours of me right now for $10. I mean, for a whole 85 hours, that's a pretty good deal. Plus, we're getting ready to add some more hours next year. I'm going to double it up and try to do about 70 hours so you can have 135 hours of me for $10. You see what I'm saying?
No.
So.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm just going to give you guys a little taste of what's going to be going on this coming Saturday, this coming weekend, you might as well say, this coming weekend. And I'm going to play for you Psalms 150. This is T.A.Z., Zena L., Ron L., and Rolanda 700. You ready, T?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. It's coming, it's coming.
What we gonna do?
Let's go now.
Praise him.
the last.
Come on, church.
Of the final verse of Psalms 156. That everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. That every creature, praise the Lord. Shout praises to the Lord.
That was another than TNT. Now, TNT, let me tell you something real quick before I bring Spicy Lee on. Let me tell you that Lady Flavor said that her, she said, I should see Kimora, her granddaughter. She really, really likes this. She really, really liked the song.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you.
So,
I appreciate it because as long as it brought a smile and you knew what I was trying to do, because James Cleveland did that song when I was little, and it's named Psalms 150, and I tried to recreate it as best as I could.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, you know, that really is a nice song. You know, and you guys, don't forget to check out THD. His house party is this coming weekend. You can read out more about it on MySpace. He's in my top friends list. You go to myspace.com/GWriteSing. You know, he's definitely on there. He's definitely doing his thing. This is the weekend. And so I encourage you guys to check out www.hazp.com. Feel free to check out GWriteOnline.com. He's my big brother. And I know we have about 30 seconds, so I just want to say thanks again for coming on. And I'm sure, y'all, he's going to come through again on Thursday. I know he's going to come through again on Thursday, right, Chief?
Yeah, for real, for sure.
Yeah, and everybody, you know, I'm Spike Sharif, thank you for calling in. And so we're going to talk more about this house party on Thursday, and Chief is coming in, and I'm sure maybe I can get some other people to come in, too. And guys, this is a great event that's about to take place. So God bless TAZ and Mr. and Mrs. TAZ.
Thank you, man.
All right, I'm going to give you a call, Chief.
All right, peace.
And guys, I love all you guys, and my mom is doing well. Thank you for keeping on your prayers. God bless you, and I'll see you Thursday. And continue to make the Heart Love Radio Show a favorite of yours. God bless. Love y'all.